Hello and welcome to Inside Education. My name is Sean Delaney and I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes or so. This week we dedicate the entire programme to discussing a directory launched during the week that is likely to shape the religious education of Catholics in the coming years. The directory, entitled Share the Good News, National Directory for Catechesis in Ireland, is published by Veritas Publications and the Irish Episcopal Conference, and it was launched on Wednesday the 5th of January at Mater Dei Institute of Education at Clonliffe Road in Dublin. The author of the report is Dr. Gareth Byrne. Gareth Byrne is the academic leader for learning and innovation at Mater Dei Institute of Education. He also coordinates the Irish Centre for Religious Education. He is a priest of the Dublin Diocese and parish chaplain in St. Gabriel's Parish, Dollymount. His teaching and research work is focused on primary and post-primary religious education and on faith development for all age groups. When I met up with Gareth Byrne earlier today, I began by asking him to tell me the difference between religious education and catechesis.
Catechesis is always the development of faith within the church, within the Christian community. It presupposes that somebody already has some level of faith, even if it's just an inquiry and are hoping to develop that faith from an initial interest, or right through as young people preparing for sacraments or as adults, ongoing catechesis will be the development of your faith within the Christian community. Religious education can be broader than that. It can be defined by a whole series of different needs and interests. For example, the state can have a religious education certified examination, as we now have in the junior certificate and leaving certificate. So the state has an interest in religious education and its people being familiar with what religions mean in society. So it can sponsor religious education. The church also is very interested in religious education, obviously, and over the centuries in Ireland has supported schools and religious education of young people in schools.
So when we think then of religion classes that take place in Catholic schools at the moment, would that be religious education or would that be catechesis?
We should probably differentiate between primary and second level would be one part of the answer here. But also, I think it was quite clear in the past, certainly in primary schools, that the religious education that took place in Catholic schools was catechetical. It presumed that everybody in the classroom was Catholic or at least Christian. And this would have also been the same in Protestant schools in Ireland. A catechetical understanding of religious education, because everybody was Christian and was being carried along on the journey. Today, in Catholic schools, and in all of our schools, we have a great mixture of people. So while the religious education can have a catechetical aspect for the Catholic pupils, in other words, it can help them to develop their faith, there are other people in the classroom, and we can think of religious education as also an outreach to them if we don't simply define it as catechetical. At second level, the tradition would be much more where we help young people as they grow through their teenage years to identify what's important for them, to be critical of what's happening in society, to understand cognitively their religion. And therefore, religious education at second level can be a whole variety of in-depth questioning of religion as well as growing in faith.
One of the questions that has been put about a lot over the history, I suppose, of Irish primary education is whether or not you can separate religious education from the teaching of other, we call them secular subjects, like, you know, mathematics, history, geography and English, or whether or not all the subjects in a Catholic school are imbued with a Catholic tint?
Certainly the tradition would be that all the subjects in a Catholic school contribute to the holistic development of the person. That's not to say that, you know, they're specifically religious in particular moments, but that their own material, which has validity in itself, can contribute to holistic understanding of the person and can contribute therefore also to their religious and spiritual understanding. And equally the other way around, religious education in a Catholic school shouldn't just simply be seen to be about for example, knowing doctrines of the church or something like that. It's about living life well. And therefore, all these, for example, connection with English literature, with art, with music, these are very obvious connections that can be made. And today people have a great interest in looking at the relationship between, for example, science and religion. The directory emphasises too the importance of ecology, of technology. So yes, I would suggest that all of these different areas have something to say to religious education, and religious education has something to say to them.
So is it possible then to provide religious education for members of different denominations or of different religions in the one classroom? Or in your view, does religious education need to be segregated?
Well, there are varieties of ways of doing things, and I think varieties of possibilities. Certainly at second level, it is considered now to be quite the norm that everybody would do religious education together. It's a cognitive search for meaning, and people can come to that from a variety of different directions, faith interests, traditions. And with the development of the state syllabuses in the Republic in religious education, the understanding now would be that everybody would do religious education. In the past, perhaps some people might have felt they needed to withdraw from religious education, but those syllabuses suggest that everybody does religious education together. And therefore, when, in, for example, you know that I'm lecturing in religious education in Mater Dei Institute of Education, when we're preparing teachers of religion for second level, we try to help them understand that this is quite a complex role they have, that they are helping a variety of people to grow an understanding of what faith might mean for them. Now, the syllabuses make it very clear that you don't leave your religion outside the door in religious education in Ireland. In some other countries, they talk about religious studies as if you could study it in an abstract manner apart from your own life. But the Irish syllabuses make it clear that the teacher is to engage the student in their own religious tradition, is to encourage them in the development of their own moral and spiritual development. And therefore, in the Catholic school, to bring it back to the Catholic school will seek to be supportive of the religious tradition of any student, but will have a very particular interest in helping the Catholic students grow in their faith. And that is a complex role then that the religion teacher is asked to fulfil. And the school will provide liturgy and various moments of care for those in need from society, for example. And the Catholic school will be very clear that it is a Catholic school, and that anybody who comes to a Catholic school should understand its ethos. But it is open to a variety of students from a variety of different religious traditions and none. I suppose I've only answered at second level. You probably might be interested in answering primary level as well.
Yeah, and I was going to also ask about primary. Can Catholic religious education be successful in primary schools such as those, say, under Educate Together patronage or under VEC patronage? So if you could link that in even.
Yeah. First point I would make is that religious education at primary is different from second level. And the emphasis here is helping a younger child to grow into their faith, to become part, to belong to a faith tradition, to understand that they are cherished within their family and in their parish. So we're not talking about critical second level cognitive discussion of religion. Sometimes people talk about primary as if it could be that, as if it could also be just a study of religions. But this seems very, very far from where primary school children are at. So we're helping them to grow into their faith. And the tradition in the Catholic school, therefore, is that you're helping the Catholic children to grow into their Catholic faith. And religious education is not just religious studies, religious education and formation in faith. And the Catholic school, primary school, as a parish school usually, will have a great sense of helping the young person to grow in that faith. In the past, that was a simple thing. Everybody was in the same situation. It's not simple now, because there are a variety of students in the Catholic schools, and although sometimes it's suggested that Catholic schools are somehow closed to other students, in fact, the reality is that the Catholic schools in Ireland have been very open and have embraced whoever came to their schools. So It's not a question then of educating those other children in Catholic faith, obviously. And if Muslim parents or Hindu parents would prefer that their children don't participate in religious education, I think that has to be recognised at primary level in a way that's different from second level, because it is about helping them to grow into faith. So people of other religions may choose, might prefer to have somebody from their own tradition to educate their children in the faith. But very often, those parents choose a Catholic school because it has a religious sense. And they're very happy that their children go to a school that has a religious sense. So it would never be a question of indoctrinating those children, for example, but that they could join in whatever was appropriate and that they could be given other work to do at a moment when that was very specifically Catholic formation.
And their own religious education would then take place outside of the school?
Very often.
In the home, for example.
In the home, in their local church or religious gathering place. But also, the Catholic school would make rooms available after school for somebody to come and work with those students. And then this is the other side of the, you mentioned Educate Together and the VEC. Well, the VEC, the new proposed religious education program the VEC are working on, is trying to positively engage with the religious traditions of a variety of students. And they are trying to see if they can provide a system where some days in the week the children would all be together and there would be a sense of growing religiously and spiritually together. And this is a very good model from the point of view of an ecumenical and interreligious dialogue sense. And then, in order to facilitate the formation element, that they would imagine having people from the particular religious tradition also have input with their students. So they're trying to follow the exact same idea, except to do it in the school hour. Educate Together, as I understand it, they have an ethical program and they welcome people of all religions and they want to be supportive of them. They prefer that the parents look after religious education and formation in that sense in their own way. And they will make the classrooms also available after school for that kind of work.
From the heart of the city, 103.2. This is Dublin City FM,
where you're listening to Inside Education. Podcasts of previous programmes can be downloaded from iTunes or from our website, www.insideed.com. You can contact us by text message on 086 8962 665. I'm talking today to Dr. Gareth Byrne of the Mater Dei Institute of Education about the National Directory for Catechesis in Ireland, which was launched on Wednesday last, the 5th of January 2011.
Dublin Radio at its best, 103.2. This is Dublin City FM.
At the launch of the directory, Gareth, Archbishop Dermot Martin described it as a landmine in the current religious education landscape. Was that a compliment or a criticism in your view?
Well, I think it was a compliment to the directory, yes. He saw it as something that was going to shake our world a bit. This, I think, is a very good thing. We need that every now and again, don't we, in all sorts of ways, in all sorts of parts of our life. I think his main reference was to the fact that we sometimes can become complacent. We have a good system in the schools. We have wonderful teachers who make an enormous contribution, both at primary and second level, to the religious education and formation of our young people. But sometimes, perhaps, we've come to the point where we say, well, that's great. They do a great job. And parents have an expectation that the school will look after that, and the parish priest and people working in the parish have a sense that, well, the school takes care of that. And what the Archbishop was pointing up as the directory is not happy to just leave it at that as a status quo. It recognises parents, first of all, if we're talking about sharing faith with our young people, I mean, the directory spends a lot of time talking, first of all, about dialogue among adults in the Christian faith and growing as adults in our faith. But if we get to the point then of, and we have been focusing on this, of sharing our faith with young people, then parents have the first responsibility. If their faith is important to them, then of course they want to share it and pass it on to their young people.
So this is one of the really big changes about this report, I think, that, you know, there's a sentence in the report that said the school and its teachers support parents, guardians and their parish in the Christian initiation of children, not the other way around. Whereas I think traditionally we would have thought about the teachers having the key responsibility for passing on the Catholic faith.
Yes. Well, the sentence that you'd read out there reflects the teaching of the Church. The Church has always understood that parents in the first place, supported by their parish community and supported by their school, particularly a Catholic school, help their young people to grow in faith. But you're right, of course. We've had the benefit of a system where the schools were parish schools and where bit by bit we have divested ourselves of the role and been happy that we have educated teachers who are interested in helping young people to grow in their faith. But the role should always, always have been seen as supportive of the parents and the parish.
As a Catholic educator yourself in Mater Dei Institute of Education, what do you see as the challenges for you in your work and in your institution?
Well, Mater Dei focuses on religious education as one of its reasons for being. It also prepares teachers of English, history and music, but religious education is a particular focus there. Also, we train school chaplains, parish pastoral workers, and so we do that at the level of a university. You know, we bring people to follow courses, programs, modules, and they have to go through a rigorous system of research and examination in their subject area. So Mater Dei needs to keep up a very high standard in this area, and I hope that the directory will help people to reflect on what religious education might mean from a faith perspective. Because we can look at the subject area at third level as if it was divorced from the particular people out there and their faith. While it is very important as a third level institute to have this sense of being open and available to all comers, whatever their tradition and whatever their needs, it is interesting for a college of a university to also enter into that dialogue with people of faith and to be supportive then in whatever way we can be of those who are interested in religious education.
And if we talk about the primary teacher education colleges then, what kind of challenges do they have? Because they also produce teachers who are qualified to teach religion.
Yes. They're going through a whole debate, I think, just now really, in a way that we did about perhaps 10 years ago at second level. In the 1990s, there was an enormous debate at second level as to whether religious education was simply belonging to particular faith traditions or whether it was something that the state could support and apart from whichever tradition was involved. And so we have our new syllabuses in Junior Cert and Leaving Cert. And as I mentioned, everybody can become involved in religious education at second level. At primary now, that debate is really taking place, just beginning to take place. The Catholic colleges of education are very, the tradition is very clearly one of supporting the faith of young people by educating teachers to support that faith. In the past, that was a project that everybody was happy to be involved in. I think we would say that today it's more complex than that. Some of the people who are training to be teachers, for example, don't necessarily practice a faith or have an interest in faith, perhaps, but haven't got that deep an understanding. One of the interesting things is that at second level, people who train to be teachers of religion choose to be teachers of religion. They come to Mater Dei or St. Angela's College in Sligo because they want to teach religion. Primary school teachers want to be teachers, and one of their subject areas happens to be religious education. So I think there is need for a questioning and an education around that, so that to help people to understand that religious education is a value in itself at primary level too, that it is a curriculum subject, that it needs support, it needs reflection. It needs teachers then who will be able to support the ethos of a particular school. They might be teaching in a Catholic school, they could be teaching in an Educate Together school or in a VEC school. So the primary teachers of the future need to know what the ethos of their school means for religious education. They need to be, they need to understand the variety of approaches. And I think what they need to be able to do is to be able to support the ethos of the school in which they teach. That doesn't necessarily mean they have to be a person of that faith or a practicing person, but they have to be willing to support the ethos of the school. And I think that's the question that they can be asked, rather than, are you a practicing Catholic, for example?
Okay. And one question I had from reading the report, Gareth, because it's so extensive in what you plan to do, is the professional development infrastructure that the proposed changes require in place? And I'm thinking here of the professional development for teachers, but also for parents.
Well, this is a developing situation. I would think, for example, that at second level, the teachers of religion are well served. The colleges have understood and have been involved in this dialogue that we've been talking about, and a lot of research and thought has gone into the place of the second level religion teacher, and also I think the second level school chaplain. The primary colleges of education are considering this, I think, in a new way. In some places, I think in St. Patrick's, for example, in Drumcondra, our sister college, there is an idea that that some trainee teachers might not take religious education, that they would train in a broader ethical curriculum. My difficulty with that is that I believe that religious education is of great value to all the citizens of a state. I'm not talking about denominational religious education necessarily, but some form of religious education. It shouldn't be left out of the curriculum. It shouldn't be left out of the training of primary teachers. And so that will be an interesting issue to see how that can develop into the future. But there is a debate going on. People are looking at the professional development of teachers who will teach religion into the future. I think then the other part of your question was about parents and maybe people also in parishes. We've developed a system in Mater Dei at the moment for the training of parish pastoral workers. And these are people who could be faith development coordinators in their parish in the future. In the first instance, it may well be that curates and parish sisters would be the designated faith development coordinator. The directory talks about such a role in a parish, somebody who has an eye out to faith development of all the parishioners, adults as well as young people. But there is a need for further thought on the training of the education and training of adults in local faith communities who could take on this role of faith development coordinator. And I'm interested myself in trying to follow through on that.
And you also envisage a new role in schools for somebody called a religious education coordinator. Could you say a little bit about who might do that and what kind of a role it would be?
Of course. Well, in a sense, the school principal in a Catholic school has always been the religious education coordinator. It was their role to ensure that the good religious education took place in the school every day and that it was supported by liturgy and by outreach to those in need. And the principal has that as part of their role, part of their leadership role in a Catholic school. But the reality, of course, on the ground is the principal has so many roles that rather than just simply expect that happens or that each teacher understands the role or is completely committed to the role, the suggestion in the directory is that the principal would designate an interested and prepared, educated, trained teacher to be the religious education coordinator. That wouldn't mean taking over the role of teaching religion from the other teachers. It's not that role. It's the person who would resource the other teachers, who would encourage the other teachers, who would maybe hold a seminar, who would make the connections with the parish and with parents, the person who would ensure that good religious education takes place in our school.
And Gareth, we're coming near the end, and obviously a huge amount of work went into this directory over several years. How would you judge whether or not this directory has been a success?
Well, that's a big question, isn't it? Yes. Well, the directory itself suggests a 10-year period of catechetical renewal. So I wouldn't be rushing to judgment. I think this needs some time and some reflection and then some energy. And it's envisaged that the first 5 years or so we might, in parishes, in homes, in schools, try to implement the directory and see what we can achieve. So the first 5 years would be envisaged that everybody looks at where they're at, reviews their situation, and sees what it is that they can do to make the directory come alive in their particular circumstance. And the second 5 years then, after review, would be to assess where we are, to try and bring a coherence into what has happened, so that after 10 years we might be able to say, yes, we've come a long way.
And finally, Gareth, just I have to say, it's just a lovely production, the way it's done. And, you know, your own position as religious educator comes through, because there's all these little timeouts for reflection and prayer and so on. But is it also true that you took all the photographs in it?
Practically all. Not all, because couldn't quite achieve all the themes that we needed to achieve. But that is my hobby, I suppose. Photography is my hobby. And I had the idea that if we were going to produce a document like this for the Church in Ireland, it shouldn't be a heavy, weighty tome that people would say, well, that's very nice, and put on their shelf and leave it there. So the photographs, the idea of the photographs was to make, it was to make an invitation to people to grasp their interest, to help them to come into connection with the text. And the photographs can be used then in groups. You know, if you have an adult group in your parish, for example, you might start with the photograph and ask people to respond to it and what does it mean to them. So the directory is written in paragraphs of about, it's numbered, the paragraphs are about a page and a half, and it's designed specifically that you can work with groups, you know, on a number, two or three paragraphs, we'll say, rather than feeling that you have to read through the whole book. So the photographs and the reflection pieces and the poems and the prayers and the activities that, you know, create space throughout the directory are designed exactly for that reason, to help people to be reflective and to put the directory into action in their place, in their time, in a way that suits them.
So it sounds like there is an interesting time ahead for Catholic religious educators. That's it for this week's Inside Education. You can listen to podcasts of previous programmes on InsideEd.com or on iTunes. You can email us on InsideEducation@DublinCityFM.ie. Thanks to my guest on the programme this week, Gareth Byrne. Until the same time next week, this is Sean Delaney signing off. Thank you for listening.